Search of the grounds and the hotel buildings, the manager declared to his staff that the place was safe, and it was a problem now for the police. In fact, he didn't think it would be wise to mention the escape to his guests at all. As far as he was concerned, the problem was over. But for Vientiane, it had barely started. Tomb, sweet tomb. The sun baked everything in the new suburb. Comrade Civilai stepped from the hot black limousine and, without locking the doors, walked up to the concrete mausoleum where they'd put Dr. Silly. The gate and the front door were open, and he could see clear through to the small yard at the back. There was no furniture to interrupt the view. He kicked off his Sunday sandals and walked into the front room. It was as if the builders and decorators had just left. The walls were still virgin Wat Thai light blue to match the swimming pool-coloured Wat Thai airport. They were unencumbered by pictures or posters or photographs of heroes of the revolution. No French plaster ducks flew in formation. No clock ticked. If he didn't know Silly had lived here for a month, he would have guessed this to be a vacant house. On his way to the back, he passed a small room where piles of clothes told him he was nearing a primitive life form. In the backyard, he discovered it. Dr. Silly Paiboon, reluctant national coroner, confused psychic, disheartened communist, swung gently on a hammock strung between two jackfruit saplings. A larger man would have brought them both down. In his shadow, Salope, rescued street dog and lifesaver, drooled onto the hot earth. He looked up with one eye, decided Civilai was too old and bald to be a threat, and returned to his dream. A month earlier the yard had been dirt and debris. Today it was a jungle. Silly had gone to great pains to recreate the environment in which he'd spent the latter 40 of his 72 years. For the past 4 weekends, he and his trusted morgue colleagues had set off into the outer suburbs and denuded them unashamedly. They'd transported a variety of trees and shrubs back to this humble bunker, the party's thanks for his services.
"I do hope I'm not disturbing you," Civilai said, knowing full well how disturbing he was being.
Silly's eerie green eyes opened slowly to see his best friend leaning over him.
"Ah, boy. Just put the iced lime juice on the table there and get back to the servants' quarters post-haste."
Civilai was 2 days older than the doctor. Both born in the year of the rabbit, they showed its characteristic industry and guile. Yet neither had exhibited its lustiness. They'd married their first loves and been totally faithful. They were of a rare breed of rabbit in Laos.
"So this is how the bourgeois medical profession spends its Sundays. Shouldn't you be out digging ditches for the Republic?"
He sat back on the wooden cot on the small veranda.
"I'm a frail old man, brother. A day of physical labour could very well put me on the slab. I doubt I have a month left to live as it is. That's why your Politburo buddies should be searching high and low for a coroner to replace me now."
There was nothing frail about Dr. Silly. He was so far from the black archers of death, he wouldn't be hearing their arrows thumping into the dry earth for many years to come. His short, solid body still scurried hither and thither like a curious river rat. Younger men were hard-pressed to keep his pace. His mind, resplendent with its newly honed skills, had become even keener of late. He'd always been a logical man, but in the last 5 months he'd acquired the type of knowledge that isn't given out in universities. For reasons he was still trying to fathom, he'd been delegated Laos's honorary consul to the spirit world. This new posting proved ideally suited to his job as the head and only coroner of the Lao People's Democratic Republic. He still hadn't been able to control the visits from his spirit clients, or find a way to ask specific questions of them, but they came to him regularly with clues. What he lacked in experience, he'd only been a coroner for a year, he could often make up for by communing with the dead. His three-dimensional mind had acquired a fourth dimension.
"You know, we could never replace you, little brother. You're a legend," Civilai replied. "A legend?"
Silly slid up the hammock to a sitting position.
"Isn't a legend something that's long-winded and not widely believed?" "You've got it." "Hot, isn't it?"
"Damned hot." This was the hot season anthem that could be heard ad infinitum around the capital. It had been a particularly hot year so far, so it got even more repetition.